Trade Mission. Germany, South Africa discuss animal disease cooperation. Von editor Fleischwirtschaft.com. VOM. The 17th of March 2026. Cape Town. A major foot and mouth disease outbreak in South Africa has prompted closer cooperation with Germany on animal health measures, with the two countries signing a declaration to strengthen collaboration on disease control and agricultural trade. Germany and South Africa have signed a declaration of intent to strengthen cooperation on animal disease control and agricultural trade, including discussions on possible regionalization agreements affecting meat exports. The agreement was signed in Cape Town by German Agriculture Minister Alois Rainer and South Africa's Agriculture Minister John Steenhuisen during a three-day visit by the German minister. According to the German Federal Ministry of Agriculture, BMLEH, the trip is intended to deepen agricultural trade relations and create new market opportunities for German companies as part of Germany's agricultural export strategy. South Africa is a central agricultural hub on the African continent, while Germany is globally known for innovative agricultural machinery and forward-looking agricultural technologies, Rainer said. There were many opportunities for trade, on equal footing, the minister stated. Rainer was accompanied by a business delegation and the president of the Friedrich Loeffler Institute, FLI, Professor Christa Kuhn. Cooperation amid foot and mouth disease outbreak. The visit took place against the backdrop of a large outbreak of foot and mouth disease, FMD, in South Africa. Hundreds of thousands of animals have been affected in recent months, and the South African government declared the situation a national disaster in February in order to coordinate response measures such as a vaccination campaign. Steenhuisen described the outbreak as a very severe crisis for the country's agricultural sector and said technical support from Germany in disease control would be welcome. South African authorities have also expressed interest in cooperation following Germany's management of its own FMD outbreak last year, which was brought under control relatively quickly. Germany seeks regionalization agreements. During the talks, Germany raised the issue of regionalization agreements related to African swine fever, ASF, and highly pathogenic avian influenza, HPAI. Due to these diseases, certain German exports to South Africa are currently restricted. Regionalization agreements would allow trade from disease-free areas even when outbreaks occur in other parts of the country. Steenhuisen said discussions had included an honest discussion about managing animal diseases and how both countries could benefit from trade. He added that an important focus was regionalization and the recognition that trade should continue from areas not affected by outbreaks. Industry representatives report progress. Members of the German business delegation said the discussions with South African officials were encouraging. Wolfgang Schleicher, managing director of the Central Association of the German Poultry Industry, ZDG, said progress had been made in discussions on a potential regionalization agreement for avian influenza. He added that South African companies had expressed demand for products including bone-in poultry cuts and mechanically separated meat. In the past, the market potential here was up to 20,000 tons annually. Thomas Dosch, head of the Berlin office of the Premium Food Group, said the discussions had exceeded expectations. In the talks we heard more than we expected, Dosch said, adding that groundwork had been laid for further negotiations on a regionalization agreement related to African swine fever. Stefan Reiter, managing director of the German Meat Industry Association, VDF, said it was a positive signal that Rainer had made the implementation of Germany's agricultural export strategy a top priority. He said agreements enabling Germany to re-enter important foreign markets with pork or beef would be beneficial for the sector.